Topic 179, Visualization. 1. The secret of all true meditation work in its early stages is the power to visualize. Meditation techniques must and will embody visualization as a primary step for the following reasons. 1. Visualization is the initial step in the demonstration of the occult law that energy follows thought. 2. The power to visualize is the form-building aspect of the creative imagination. This process of energy direction can become a spiritual habit if disciples would begin to do it slowly and gradually. At first, the visualizing process may seem to you to be labored and profitless, but if you persevere, you will find eventually that it becomes effortless and effective. 3. The power to visualize correctly is one definite mode of ascertaining truth or falsity. This visualizing process and this use of the imagination form the first two steps in the activity of thought form building. It is with these self-created forms, embodying spiritual ideas and divine purpose, that the Master's work and the hierarchical purpose takes shape. Therefore, my disciples, it is essential that you begin with deliberation and slowly to work in this manner and to use the above information constructively and creatively. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, pages 89 through 91. 2. The clue of all this esoteric work demanded by Shambhala is to be found in the development of the art of visualization. Through visualization, three expressions of the human consciousness will become possible. 1. The Antahkarana can be built, and the shining of the triad be definitely seen. Such will be the new vision, an outcome of the development of the sense of vision. 2. Groups, large wholes, and major syntheses will also be visualized, and thus will lead to a definite expansion of consciousness. Thus the sense of synthesis will be unfolded. 3. All creative art will be fostered by this training, and the new art of the future in all departments of creativity will be rapidly developed as the training proceeds. The unfoldment of the sense of vision and the sense of synthesis through visualization will lead to a sense of livingness in form. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, page 123.